I'm starting the recording. Okay, let me start here. We're on Chav Beis Amud Aleph, right?
The Mishnah.
That's the Mishnah, right? Okay, beautiful.
22A1.
Beautiful.
Matzah Yom Kippur.
Yeah, 22A1, Matzah Yom Kippur. Toshin Pei Hei. And it's an hour and a half after Yom Kippur, and we're still glassy-eyed from the fast. I just want to tell you, I found a very interesting Beis Yosef today. It says that the minig was that they used to give malchus. The Torah brings that the minig was that they gave malchus in Ashkenaz, they gave malchus in all the tzibur to the people after mincha, after they did vidui by mincha, erev Yom Kippur.
Oh,
erev Yom Kippur, they would give them malchus. So the Torah writes, and
they wanted it.
The Torah writes that this way people will be nice and lave to do tshuva for their averus. Remind them to do tshuva. Okay, so the Beis Yosef says, to me, holy, why did the Torah write that reason? Why didn't he write that the malchus is a kapara? And, you're going to tell me it's not with Bezdin, it's not with Edim, and it's not an official malchus. Mikomaka and kapara purta have it. It's an interesting Beis Yosef. It's at least a little bit of a kapara. In other words, as long as you get pain, who cares whether it was officially sanctioned or not? Your pain is a kapara. So why did the Torah not write that there was a kapara? So Darkei Moshe, right on the spot, writes on the Beis Yosef, they didn't have any pain. They used the Ritzua Porta. It was just a Ritzua Kaldahu. It was just
like a shulang.
It was a Zecher Ba'alma. There was no real pain. And that's why there was no kapara. But
Have you ever seen it? Because
I've seen it.
Very interesting. I used to give people my belt and say, would you like to give me malchus? They said, sure, I'd love to give you malchus. And then they'd say the pasuk for Hurachim, three times, because there's 13 words in it, and three times 13 is 39, to remind us of the malchus, and they used to be bent over, just like they did. It was like a reenactment. Very interesting. Okay, let's go, my turn.
Remind me, and I'll give you malchus next year.
No, I hold you. We have until Hashanah Rabbah, so hopefully I'll see you before then.
Okay, yeah.
Well,
maybe you'll give me
Malkus, but okay. Okay, let me learn the Mishnah. Ha truma ma'ala es ha'orla, va'orla es ha'truma. The truma can cause orla to become bottle, and orla can cause truma to be bottle. Ketzad, and you all know this already. Saw truma shenaf lameya. If you have a saw of truma that falls into 100. And it doesn't really mean 100, because it fell into 100, it would be bottle already. So that wouldn't need anything else to be bottle it. So it's really 99. And afterwards, a half of a saw, three kavan, which is half a saw, fell into the mixture, which is, as you've all figured out already, half a kav relationship to 100 saw is 1/200. Or has three kavan of klai hakerem also, which is the shear is 200. Zuhi sha truma malas or arla or less a truma. So this is the case where the truma will cause the arla to be bottle, and the arla will cause the truma to be bottle. Anybody need me to explain this? It's all very clear. We learned this already a while ago. Then, on the base, ha arla malas ha klayim. Here we have a strange language here. Arla can cause klayim to be bottle. Klayim can cause arla to be bottle. And arla can cause arla to be bottle. So this is a very strange language. What does it mean, arla can cause arla to be bottle? So mefarshim, we're going to learn a simple pshat. I'm not going to get complicated here tonight. That the second arla is referring to netar avoy. And this, we talked about this before. That you see over here again another remez to this idea that netar avoy is an outgrowth of the isser of orla. It's not a davar b'fnei asma. We were clarifying about that, whether it's totally separate. It's an outgrowth of orla that's hinted to in this Mishnah. Okay?
That's enough difference to still be able to...
That's enough difference that it should be a min b'she'in o mino, that these are two minim of Isurim. That's correct. That's a very important point you're making. That's correct. If it would have been the same Isser, the same shame Isser of Orla and Orla, Mepharshim say it's for sure not going to be able to mevatel itself. In other words, so let's just take the case, all right? Let's take the case. You have three, let's take the example of the Reisha of the Mishnah. You had three kabin of Orla that fell in to so it ends up being a total after it falls in. It ends up being a total of 200, right?
99 and a half.
99 and a half. So yeah, it fell into 99 and a half. Now you have 100. So now you have 200 kinegdo. So is it bottle yet?
Yeah.
It hasn't fallen into 200. It fell into just less, 99 and a half.
Depends on who you hold.
Let's assume that it's below the break-off point. So at that point, I want to make it so that it's not bottle first, okay? At that point, it's also, right? Then three more come in, and it exceeds now the 200 in total. Of course that's not going to be bottle. The fact that more of the same Isra fell in is not going to be mevatel that Isra. It makes no sense, right? If it was Klayak Karim that fell in there, so now I have 200 besides the Shem Orla, so that makes sense, it'll be Mavatla. If it's Netar Avoy that fell in there, then the Netar Avoy will be Mitzarif with the Chulin, and we'll have 200 to Mavatla the Orla. Okay? That's what it's saying. Are we clear on that?
No.
No, we're not clear on that. What's not? What's the problem?
Are we saying that the first three that fell in was Bottle or was not Bottle?
Was not Bottle.
Okay.
Was not bottle. Because if the first three are bottle, we don't need something else to come in mitzarif to be mevatle. The chiddush of this Mishnah is that we have Isurim, which are mitzarif with the chulin, to be mevatle another Isur. If it's already bottle, we don't need the other Isur to be mevatle. That's why we have to say, that's why we're very careful to say we're not talking about where it fell into a shear that it will be bottle. Okay?
When do you say chazbuminir?
Okay, so we talked about this before. Chayzev and Neyar, so we had an example where Truma fell in and you had a Chiyuv to be Mala, the saw, right? If a saw, Truma falls into 100. So it's bottle because it's 101 total and it's bottle. But Mala, you have to take out the saw of Truma because you owe it to the Kohanim. If before you are Mala, another saw of Truma fell in there, it ashers it because since you had a Chiyuv to be Mala, it has a kayach to be chayz of a neir. That's a special halach. That's one of the examples of chayz of a neir. Okay?
No,
I'm not saying that always, but that's an example. Okay? Let's talk about, it's not going to be chazim. I'm going to show you an example of how one of the other Mepharshim learned this Mishnah, the same Moshe, and you'll see it's klar that it's not chazim in there. Okay, we'll get to it in a second. Okay, so Ketzad, let's first learn the Mishnah.
Question.
Yeah.
If you have three kabin that fell into 100 of chulin, three kabin
yeah.
fell
yeah.
into
it's 100,
bottle. Yeah. Three more went in.
Still bottle.
We don't say chazvaner.
Don't say chazvaner.
Because
the first one was bottle, so it fell into chulin.
So, of course,
when you had a yediyah, we're talking about you had a yediyah. Okay. Well, that's what we established. You have to have
the same isser fell in, or
the same isser.
Same isser.
Same bottle.
Yeah, if three fall into 100 and it was bottle, and you had a yediyah that it fell in, and you had a shame bittle already, another three that falls in is falling into chulin. It's bottle. You don't say chayz v'ner. If he wouldn't have the idea, then it's like six fell in. It's mitzarif. So we don't look at it as three. We look at it as a whole. Let me show you. I don't want to push the point too much yet. We'll come back to this. Ketzad. Saw Arla Shanof L'Masayim. You have a saw of Arla that fell into 200. In other words, it was really bottle, right?
Right.
That's the case of the Mishnah. The Mishnah is talking about this, your case. And then another saw and a little bit more because now you have right? You have more.
Yeah.
I saw v'od shal klai akarim zuhi shal arla malas haklayim v'haklayim esal arla.
It was bubble.
Yeah, but v'arla esal arla. But we were talking about here where the second arla was netar avoy, not arla.
Well, that's one of the cases. The two cases he brings, right?
Just one second. See, the Marafulda says over here when it says that the saw arla fell into 200. He says, okay, if you look at the Shernofel Lamasayim Marafulda, he says lo lamasayim dafka, di lamasayim mamish lo boyit ziruf. Right? If it's 200 mamish, again, this is the point I made to you before, that you don't need tziruf. Elo kuf tzadik tes. Right? Fell into 199. Okay? Ukesh nafla arla l'saychah nesru. So now it became lesser. Keshachazav nafla sham saw v'oid shal klayim. Now klayim falls in there, then it's tafin amav kuf tzadik tes levatel ha'arla. V'chein ha'arla mitzarafis amav kuf tzadik tes levatel saw v'oid shal klayim akam. So they're mavatel each other. Ina Krav Yeshua holds that it's batal of a sign void, like Truma and May void. Okay, so that's what we say here. Now the same thing is true a little couple lines later. Void shall netar avoy, right? Chaynami enough of shem saw void shall netar avoy. The staff in my court talk about the saw shall arla enough of asra hakol. But if you had arla, right? If you had arla, that. If you had arla that was usher first, see these cases are where it was usher first. But if it was arla that was batel first, that's not covered in this Mishnah. This Mishnah is not talking about the case. That seems to be a davar pashut, that is not going to be chayz of a neir. And it says it explicitly here. Let me show you here in the Pnei Moshe. He says it explicitly. Here, it's where it starts, Ketan. It go four lines, four wide, where the lines get a little bit wide, right? It says, L'saykon, the first word of the line, and then it says, Ketan. Shohoyu b'kan mosayim shohulin. You had 200 chulin. So achas shol orla. Okay, one sof orla. O'klaim. Shenof l'saykon. V'shuv nof l'sova oid orla. Klaimar. Shenis arif. Oid kefir shvira rishon masayim shochulin va'achas shel iser v'chein oid va'oid ad shehei kan arboim elaf shochulin v'ha'iser hanayful behen masayim. This continues to happen again and again and again until you're 40,000 chulin and 200 iser, right? Because 200 times 200 is equal 40,000.
What daf are you on?
We're on Chav Beis Amud Beis.
Thank you. Kajar.
Kajar. How are you, Stewie? So we're looking at the Pnei Moshe now. Oh, 1 second. So 200. 1 second. 200. 200 times 200.
40,000.
Is how many zeros is that? That's four zeros. That's only 40,000. I can't think right now. Yeah, it's 40,000. I know the lo titalam b'shenaf al ha'iser b'tchila l'teich masayim shel chulin. So what he's doing here, he's now after he has this group of 240,000, he now goes ahead and he's going to divide this up into separate packages of 200 each. So now we have 40,000 with 200 orla, and now take a chopping block and divide it again into 200 piles. Now, have an arla fall into one of these piles. Okay, what he's going to say is like this. The Yaakov, Oitkamokim, okay. Ela Shazem is Parsh Moshamanab, the Moshe. Shayakan Kri Shal Abraham, Elaf Kulin, Venafla Sarka Kri Hazem Asayim Shal Isser, Venimsashin is Batov, Harayishkan Hakol Abraham, Elaf Masayim. So we have a total of 40,200. Beshub Neskalek Hakri Lamasayim Masayim Soin. Now you divide up this 40,200 into 200 saws. The acha kaknafal oid min ha'iser saw miminu l'chol masayim masayim. Now you have a saw of iser falling into each pile. Nimtza sheyesh kan gam kein svar l'kan l'kan. Yesh locha shemem mei masayim shel iser b'fnei atzmon hein. We don't, in other words, do you say that these are evenly distributed piles? Or do you say, well, maybe one pile has more Isser?
No, we always say it's evenly distributed.
Okay, but that's what he's saying the Chiddush is. He's telling us, don't think that it's not evenly distributed. It's evenly distributed. And therefore, when another saw falls in, it's bottle. Okay?
It's only if you hold Yesh Braver, isn't it?
No, it has nothing to do with Braver. This has nothing to do with Braver. This is a din in Taruvus. Okay?
Just assuming that it's a...
It's called Yesh Bila is the word. Yesh Bila.
Uh-huh.
Okay? And he says, Afilu hachi kul mutar, shari ein kan shem iser, vadai, the kvar nisbatel benafilu rishayna. It was bottle already. So the come of the Gemara. Okay, I'm going to learn the Gemara in a second. Okay, now that I just wanted to show you in the Pnei Moshe, you don't say Chayz of a Neir, that's for sure you don't say it. If you say Chayz of a Neir, then all bets are off, then his case would be Osir. But we don't say that. All right? So let's go on. Let's go to Chav Gimel and Aleph. Amar of Kuryas, Loisha Truma Malas Ha'orla, what is it? It does not mean, he's qualifying the statement, it doesn't mean when we say that the truma is mavatal to arlo, it doesn't mean the truma is mavatal it alone. Elisha truma mitzarefes imachulim lahalas as ha arlo. It means you take the 99, you know, and a little, and whatever it is, 99.1, whatever it is, and the truma together are mavatal the arlo together. How would you think otherwise, right? That's a big problem over here. Exactly. What is he trying to tell us? Actually, Rav Kurius' statement seems superfluous, number two in the second paragraph, because the Mishnah itself proceeds to describe the case as being where the truma combines with the chulin. So it's not exactly clear what he's coming to say. That
it's only coming to set up the next case.
Maybe. Okay. So the Marfolda has a shekel mahalach in this. Okay. The Mishnah teaches the truma nullifies the arla, and the arla nullifies the truma. The Gemara says, Nicha, we understand that truma is mal arla. Why? Shekein tahora mala es hatmeya. If you have truma tahira, and into that truma tahira falls one part in 100, right, of tameya, so it'll be mavatalet because the tummy will be bottled in tahar, and the whole thing to be eaten by kohanim. But arla mala es hatruma? How can arla be mala truma? Arla is, after all, osir ba'achila and osir ba'hanah. So how can you have something which itself is osir ba'hanah helping to be mevatel something else? The Gemara fears ice.
It's only osir ba'achila.
Arla is osir ba'hanah.
No, I said, but you're talking about truma now. Right.
Look, the question is, how can Orla act as a mavatel? We're saying in the Mishnah that the Orla helps to be mavatel the truma, because it's mashal the share of the chulin to the share of bittel for the truma. How does that work? Orla is also by not, it should be. The Gemara makes the comparison, kum tmeya mala es hatahira. If I had, the whole example doesn't make sense too much. Could it possibly nullify Tahar Truma? Five.
We're talking about the same item. Right?
What? What do you mean by the same item?
Truma Tameya, Truma Tahar.
Yes. It's just a marshal, though. Something that's Tameh can't make something Tahar bottle. So maybe it could make everything Asa Bakila, I mean, in that sense. But,
the question is,
there's no point in the nullification. That's what number five says. There's no point. The nullifier itself is forbidden to everybody. It's Truma Tameya is also Ba'achila. So what's the point of saying that Tahar is Batal in Tameh? It doesn't make any sense. So therefore, the Gemara doesn't understand, how could you have Truma being Batal in Arla? Arla itself is also Ba'achila. So the Gemara rejects this. Lo, Eitzel Hazarim.
Wait, can you explain the question again? I hope you can understand it.
The Mishnah said that there's two things are operating in the Mishnah. Truma and Arla falling into a Taruvus are going to be Mavata one another.
Okay.
Now we understand that, right? So the Truma is being Mitzarif with the Chulin to the Levantal, the Arla. That
right.
It brought it up to the
they
200.
It, right.
It brought it up to the 200 level.
Right.
And if you take away the Truma, I'm sorry, if you take away the Arla by itself, the Truma fell into an amount of Chulin which would answer it, was not the Shear for Bittul of
Truma.
The
Truma,
right.
Yeah.
But by adding the Arla, the Chulin and the Arla are mitzdarif together to be Mevatal the Truma. The Gemara wants to understand how can Arla act as a
nullifier
if it itself is also Bahano.
Because once it's Bato, it's no longer Arla. Therefore, it's part of the
Chulin. So, but you're saying it has to be Bato first.
Right.
In the Mishnah, it's not clear in the Mishnah that the Nefilas have to happen in a certain order. Let's suppose the Arla fell in first.
It's
so it's not Bato.
It's
less than a Shear. Then Truma falls in. Now brings it up to the Shear of 200.
Now I understand.
Okay.
That's the question.
Wasn't the first case, I'm confused, wasn't the first case the Truma fell in first? Truma Malis Arla.
Who says it fell in first?
What?
How do you know that it fell in first?
How do I know that?
Yeah.
Just reading the words.
It doesn't say
that.
It says it's Mavata one another. It doesn't say anything.
Yeah, but the only way it's going to be is if the Truma falls in first. Otherwise, you have the same issue you're pointing out, okay?
No. The mission...
I just thought procedure as far as I'm concerned. Okay.
I don't think it has to be in that order.
Okay.
Yeah, these are just examples. Yeah, it doesn't have to be in that order. It could be the Arla fell in first and became Osir, then the Truma came in and it became, then one, each one is Mavatal the other. Unless, there's one in the box, in the textual and interpretive variants on page 23A1, there is a discussion that is germane to this point, which is the Rambam has a different mahalach here.
The Rambam or the Rush?
No, the Rambam. The second paragraph, the Rush and the Rambam interpret the Mishnah in a completely different manner, according to which none of the above difficulties come up. According to these Rishonim, the Mishnah does not refer to one unified case in which Arla and Klei HaKerem nullify each other. Rather, it refers to two separate cases, one in which Arla nullifies Klei HaKerem, and the other in which Klei HaKerem nullifies Arla. according to the Rambam's Mahalach, maybe you don't have, we could discuss this more, but the first Mahalach of the Gemara is they fall in and they simultaneously they're mavatal each other. That's the first paragraph in A, you'll see. That's the mahalach that we're learning. Okay.
He concludes, it says that my focus is whether you say, what does he say? He says,
Asur and
Mevatlan
Zazer,
or you
learn Kamakam. Right, so we're learning Asur and Mevatlan. We're learning mahalach that says Asur and Mevatlan Zazer. The Rambam is learning his Kamakam and Mevatlan. It's a different mahalach. We're going to learn the way we're learning now. Okay. So back to the question of the Gemara. The Gemara wants to know how can Arla act as a mevatel. So the Gemara says loy etzel hazarim. Is this bittel that we're talking about even for a zar? In other words, you're looking at truma. The Gemara is asking you're looking at the case of the truma where the truma becomes bittel, as if it's going to be bittel for kohanim. It's not bittel for kohanim. It's going to become bittel for everybody. In other words, it's going to become something which was usher to the Tzar before Ba'achila, is now going to become, once it's bottled, completely mutter to the Tzar Ba'achila. Well, that's just like Arla, as far as this is concerned. In other words, you see that you can have a Mavatal that even though it's not mutter for me, it still works for Bittel, and it ultimately becomes mutter for me. That's the shot. Shema Eitzel Kohanim, kind of referring to an allocation strictly for Kohanim, Pohasinon Ha'arla Malas Ha'klaim Ha'klaim Ha'arla Sa'arla. The examples in the Mishnah are cases which are osur for everybody. Arla and Klaim, osur across the board. And yet the Mavatal. Shanyi Tamon Bein Eitzel HaZorim Bein Eitzel HaKohanim. Is there any difference between Kohanim and Zorim? No. Surely not. Each prohibition combines with the permissible produce to nullify the other prohibition in regards to everyone. So likewise, in the former case, Truma and Orla will each combine with the permissible produce to nullify the other prohibition. That's the Gemara's answer.
Is that halacha, actually?
Yeah, I think so. I didn't look it up. I don't know. Yeah, if I didn't look it up, I don't want to say. Okay. Then it says, Saw Truma Shanaf Lotek Meya. So now, if you have a saw that fell into 100, Amar Belazer, less kind of Lotek Meya, Lotek Tisha Matisha. Like we spoke out already, that we're not talking about where it fell into 100, because if it fell into 100, it will be bottle already. Rather, it fell into 99 saw, creating a total mixture of 100. Total mixture of 100. 8. Were the mixture to be understood literally, that it was actually 100, then the half saw of the Arlo could have taken effect, that Bittel could have taken effect even without the Truma. Forget the Truma, I had 100 schulin to begin with. And that would have been 200 times the Arlo. So I didn't need, to have histarfus of Truma to the schulin to be vata the Arlo. So Elamai must be less than the 100. That's all he's saying. And then he mentions, did he mention that? Not over here. Yeah, that's good enough. Yeah. Sort Arla Shanofla Tokmasayim. So again, the same idea here. Amr Blaza, less count Tokmasayim. It's not talking about 200. Ella Tokmaya Petition Matisha. We're talking about 199. Again, it's less. Right? Now, that's the end of the discussion. That's really, that's the bottom of the page, right? Yeah, that's the end of it.
What's the bottom line?
What's the bottom line? What would you like to know about what? We've said pretty much. We've pretty much spoken.
Basically, you don't have a shear. So how is it possible? What am I missing?
You don't have a shear of chulin. You have another iser comes along and pushes over the total volume to over the bittel amount, the mabatel amount, which is, let's say it's 200. We have 200 now. Now when another iser falls into the 200, we have Isser helping the Mavatal other Isserim. So Arla, three Kav of Arla with 199.
With
100. I'm sorry, with 100. So, with 99.5 of Kulin, it's Mitzarif to Mavatal Koyakarim. Koyakarim now will fall into this mixture and there'll be 200 Kenegdo. Okay?
So the Spara. The Gemara's question was, how could something that by its nature is usher come and add and become bittul? And the answer is, if it would be mabatel or something else, the answer is because it itself becomes bittul. That's the answer?
The answer is that the assumption is incorrect.
I'm just trying to get close to that.
Okay, so you want to know, how did the Gemara answer the question? How is the... In other words, is it necessary for the Arla to become mutter in the Taruvus in order for it to be a Mavatal? Yeah, obviously it must have to. That has to happen.
Yeah, because
if it doesn't happen, then the Taruvus is Osir. And a Taruvus which is Osir can't be Mavatal or something. Right.
Agreed.
Yeah.
So technically,
it has to become Mavatal first, and then it can be Mavatal something else.
There's a cyclical nature to it. The first one starts, the next one.
Yeah, let's just check it out. Make sure that I'm saying it correctly. I'm on the wrong page. I'm looking at the next page, sorry. Yeah, I believe that's correct.
I'm just wondering how it fits in the words, that's all. In other words, according to you, it makes no difference procedurally what falls into what.
That's correct.
Okay.
That's for sure.
As long as the shear is there. Okay, I hear. And do we extrapolate this to other cases too? That something can, by its nature, also, even though it's only bottle in you know, where it's iser hana and it's iser achila. You ever seen this other places too?
I'm sorry, I didn't understand. What was the question?
In other words, it's a big issue that something by its nature, which is aser achila and aser hana, bottle is 1 in 200, 1 in 200, over 200.
Mm-hmm.
It itself, however, can still act as a vital mechanism when it becomes bottle.
Right, that's what we're
so the whole nature of it gets changed.
Yeah, that's iser is mavatal iser. That's a general rule. So if you have basar b'cholov, and then you have the vela falls into it, the basar b'cholov will be mitzarif with. In other words, if we have a basar b'cholov that falls into a taruvus, and it's less than there's more than shishim of heter to be mavatal the basar b'cholov. Then you have a bit of nevela that falls into that taruvus, which require the bus of a cholov to create the volume necessary to create bittul on the nevela. It is mitzarif with the chulin to be mavatal and nevela. Yisurim are mavatal one another. Yes. Okay. Even though that original iser was mamash iser hanoah, it's mamash the same case. Bus of a cholov is also by hanoah, also by filo. It's mitzarif with the chulin. To be mavatal, once it becomes batal, that is, of course, to be mavatal, something, an equal number, shishim kenegdal. That's, I think this is the case for Farish and Yerodea. Okay. Kol ha-machamei sametavo v'hamedama b'truma. So now this Mishnah is going to tell us another chiddush. This is 23b. So the Mishnah, this is telling us a new chiddush, that even though we said that normally the shear is 200, there are cases where even 200 is not enough to be mavatal it. And those are, if I have arla, which is a spice, and it creates a spice which is, you know, the nick of the tom in the taruvus, even if it's less than, even if it's more than 200 times, as long as that spice is nicker, it's going to aser it, okay?
Well, it has to be nicker.
Yeah, it has to be nicker, yeah. In order for spice, yeah. We call that noisen tam, but the point is that since it's a spice, it's gonna ask more. Let's learn the Mishnah and the Mefarshim. It's what I told you is the way is one mahalach. Okay, so it says kol hamachametz if it causes it to leaven. So if you have an agent of arla and klei akarim that cause leavening, or metabol or it causes seasoning, v'hamedame or you have truma. We're going to learn that the word medame here means we're talking about not arla and the klei akarim. Now we're switching to truma. Okay, this is a little complicated how to read this Mishnah because it's switching what we're talking about in the middle of a sentence. So it's either arla and klei akarim that cause leavening or tibul or cause spicing, right? Or you have a truma that leavens the dough or seasons the dish. And generates a mixture of chulin and truma, which we know as a common word called imua, right? Truma v'ali aklai akarim, whether leavening the season is done with truma, with arla, or with klai akarim, it doesn't make a difference which one of the above three. Aser, the mixture is forbidden, even if there's an amount of permitted dough or food that would normally nullify the prohibited item. In other words, even if you have 200 times the amount that fell in, or in the case of truma, even if you have 100 times the amount that fell in, it doesn't matter. It's metamel, mechametz, or medame, in a sense that it's causing it to become seasoned, and therefore it is osur. Okay? Next. Now Beis Shammai says, normally, remember the din by Tuma? Tuma, in order to be Matami something else, it has to be what? The size of a kebeta, right? So Beis Shammai says, that share of kebeta also it depends. It's not always, it's not across the board. If it was a type of food which causes spicing, so then it has such a chashivas, that if it's tomei, so if I have a spice that's tomei, Even if it's not a shir kebetza, it'll also be matame, because just like it makes an iser when it goes into a taruvus, it also impacts the din of tumah as well. That's what Shammai says. Af matame, that even if it's something which is either it causes leavening or it causes a taste like of a spice, that small amount of let's say, you know, kliyakarim that's tame or orla that's tame will. I don't even have to talk about Yisroel. This is true even by any Eichel. Any Eichel. I don't know why I'm talking about Yisroel. Any Eichel. If you have an Eichel that's Tomei, and that Eichel is something that causes a spicy taste, it will be Matame the rest of the food, even though it's not a Shir Kibetza. Big Kiddush.
But, so it'll always be Matame, no matter what the amount is?
Unless it doesn't give any taste. Remember, I told you that there is a caveat. The spice also has its limitations. If I drop a little spice into a 60-pound tub of cholent, you're not going to be knocking that spice, and it's not going to awesome. Okay.
So what's cutoff?
Cutoff is when you taste it. It's nice and tom. Nice and tom. And nice and tom is not, in other words, nice and tom by Yisroel normally is 60. But if it's a spice, it's not 60. It's mount and it's nice and tom. So
you have to taste it.
Okay?
But that's
Beis Shammai. That's Beis Shammai in the first version. Beis Hillel, the Beis Hillel disagrees with Beis Shammai. By the way, Matame, Atri Hebe, Kabeza, nothing doing. There's no crossover from Tumah to Yisroel. Maybe by Yisroel it'll answer it, but when it comes to Tumah, you need to share Kabeza regardless. Now we have Dustoi Yishkar Isma Hayim Talmid Shammai. So this Dustoi person, he was from the Talmid of
Yishkar. Can you just explain real quick, Beis Shammai Shita, that he doesn't hold in general you need a shear for tuma, or is this an exception?
This is an exception because it's a spice.
Because
it's a spice or it's a mechametz.
Why does that make a difference? What am I missing?
Well, you understood in the ratio that it created an Isser when it came to Isra Achila, correct?
Right, that's correct.
So what they're doing is they're crossing it over from Isurim to Tumah, and they're saying the same way. It has as Hashivas. In other words, the Shir of Kibetza they're learning is the Hashivas Eichel. So this Hashivas Eichel, it's already has a Hashivas already because it's a Matamu. Okay? All right. Now the story he said nothing doing. He was a Talmid by Shammai. He says no. V'amar Shalati Shammai Hazaken. I asked Shammai Hazaken, and V'amar Loilam Matami Atcheig VeKabeza. He doesn't disagree with Beis Hillel on this at all. And these Talmidim that quoted the Shita Beis Shammai, the Rash Cirilo has a certain. If you look at the bottom, the second to last line, the right column, he says Beis Shammai Omi Tam Zuchuchei Halev. These were Talmidim who didn't do their homework. They didn't study hard. They didn't come to share Moitza Yom Kippur. The Talmidim that didn't come, they're not going to know it. Okay. V'lama amru kol ha-machamed ha-matamah ha-dame l'chachmer. Okay. Now, in regarding what case do we say that any truma item, this is the tricky thing here, this line, and you, the way we know this is based on the if you look at the next, just skip to the Ketan for a second before I read this line. You can tell from the Mishnah's case, it says, Sar chitim shenafel teks isas chitim, So the Mishnah's next couple of lines is it's switched to 101. So we know the Mefarshim say that we know that this Mechamesh Matam Medame at this line is different, even though it's the same structure as the first line of the Mishnah. Again, first line of the Mishnah said Kol Mechamesh Matam Medame Betruma Uba Arlo Beklayar Kerem is also. So therefore, we explain Mechamis HaMetaba was Arla Klei HaKerem, and Medame by Truma, and we explained it was all three Yisroel. This line, Lama Amru Kol HaMechamis HaMetaba HaMedame LaHachmir, we're only talking about truma now. It's a little strange. It's hard to swallow it, but that's the fact. This Mishnah is now switched to truma. So, min b'mino, just accept it for now. You'll go over it again. You'll see it has to be that way. Min b'mino, if it's the same min, l'hofil u'lahachmer. Then the mixture sometimes is l'hofil, sometimes it's l'hachmer. Min b'shein u'mino, but if it's not the min, then it's... Sorry, I got mixed up. When did they say it's lahachmir? That's min b'mino. When it's lahakil ulahachmir, that's min b'she'en u'mino. Okay, so if it's min b'mino, it's going to be always a little chumra. If it's min b'she'en u'mino, then you can have both cases. Kesa. So what's the case? Okay, so or shall chitim shenafal tuch isas chitim. You have sa'or, that's sourdough, right? And it's going to be machamet, the isa.
That's truma, right?
That's truma. Sa'or shal chitim of truma. It falls into isa chitim of truma. Of chulin. Truma falling into chulin. V'yeshbo kadeh lachamet. There's enough truma, sourdough, to make the chulin dough become leavened. This case, then it doesn't matter whether there's 100 times or not 100 times. It's going to be usher across the board. Bein she'esh bo lalas be'echad u'meya, bein she'ein bo lalas be'echad u'meya. Whether it has 100 or whether it doesn't have 100 times, it's going to always be usher, right?
If it's 500 times or 1,000 times,
now, okay, hold on one second. Let me answer that question. This is why I was waiting for you to see this. This footnote 14, second paragraph. Okay? It's important to note that Mara Fulda and Rash Tzirlo write that the dough is forbidden in any amount because the taste of the sourdough is discernible in the dough. This is based on chulin, which states that sourdough imparts a flavor. That will be discernible even at rates which are more than 100. Right? But that means though, that if there's a certain point at which it would not be discernible, then it would be mutter, right? The Pri Chadash, however, argues at length that although the Gemara seems to think that it is the flavor of the sourdough that renders it identifiable, the Gemara actually means the leavening effect of the sourdough renders it identifiable. So the Pri Chadash doesn't learn this is a din in tam. The Pri Chadash learns this is a din in effect. If the fact that this sourdough causes the other dough to leaven, that is enough to create iser, because it's affected the whole dough. It has nothing to do with tam. But the Rosh Tzirlo and the Mara Fulda, they learn it is a din in tam. That's why I'm telling you that if you had a theoretical case of a spice which was not nikkur the tam, I think the Mara Fulda would hold it with mutter. I think that's the machlokes Pri Chadash and the Mara Fulda over here. I'm not 100% sure about this, but anyway, so that's what it says. So let's go back to it. Let's say it again one more time. Ketzad. So or shal chitim shenafal tuch isas chitim. We have sourdough truma that falls into chulin dough v'yesh bo lachametz, and it's going to make it into chametz. It's enough to make the whole dough rise, right? I mean, obviously the shear is going to be that if it's so much chulin dough that this amount of sourdough was not enough to make it rise, then it's not going to, then it doesn't affect it. But bein she'esh bo lalos be'echad u'meya, bein she'ein bo lalos be'echad u'meya, it's going to be usher. If there's not enough chulin dough to nullify the truma, in other words, it's not 101, right? If we have a case where sourdough of truma falls into a mixture of chulin, and there's not enough chulin to be mavatalit, so then it doesn't matter whether it's enough sourdough to make it chametz or not make it chametz, it's going to be usher because it isn't haruvus. That's what it's saying here. Bein she'esh bo gedel chametz, bein she'ein bo gedel chametz. It doesn't matter whether it has enough to make it the dough rise. It's also, it's going to be also regardless. Okay? So, that's l'chumra. That's l'chumra. L'hokil u'l'hachmer. Now, on 23b3, what about, how is a case of l'hokil u'l'hachmer? That's from Mishayin Umil. Ketzar, what's that case? Research is special in Madoshim. If you have pounded truma beans cooked with chulin lentils, Yeshvahem and Oysen Tam, so the beans have the capacity to impart flavor to the lentils. Fine. So we have Tom here, right? Whether there's 100 times or not, it doesn't make a difference because there's Tom. Also, it's for mixture is forbidden to non-Kohanim. If there's Tom, it's going to be Osir. That's just a clean rule. It doesn't matter what the ratio is. Abraham and Eisen Tom, but if there's no capacity to give flavor, whether it's 100 times the amount or not 100 times the amount, it doesn't make a difference. If it's not being nice and tom, it's going to be mutter. So that's lahokel ulahachmer. Min she'ein omino, that's why. Correct. Since the proportion of 101:17 is not relevant to mixtures of a kind with an unlike kind, with truma beans. Okay, so nullified even the portion of the was less than 100. This illustrates the leniency applied to a mixture of unlike substances. Yeah. Okay, that's it. That's it, Rabbi Sai. Okay, looking forward to seeing you tomorrow night.